Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guest to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Hello, welcome, 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 welcome to the Mission Accepted podcast show. I am so happy that you are here with us yet again. I know you hear me say this all the time. You guys are like the best audience ever. I know, I talk to other podcasters and they're like, my audience is great, but not as good as yours, Deb. And I'm like, of course not. Anyways, you guys are fantastic. You're up, you're positive. You send in comments, you share the episodes. We're so grateful. And if you haven't subscribed yet, you know what to do. If you are here for the first time, you are in for a real treat. You got a rock star for the first time. You decided to come onto this show. This is a show where we highlight the ups and the funk of being an entrepreneur, the entrepreneurs, media, creatives, people that are self-funded, self-starting. And it is an incredible journey. If you know what Gen Z is us, good on you. But just to highlight that for you, it is the combination of being a genius and being a Gen Z generation, because they are hitting our world of entrepreneurship like never before. And so you'll be able to join us once a month. We have this incredible weekly show where Gen Zs get to come and talk about what it's like to be an entrepreneur at 17, 18, 19, 20, 24 years old. Anyways, let's get into the show today, shall we? We've got some great nuggets to share with you. Again, please send in your comments. We are enjoying them so much. I have an incredible woman who's on the show today. And here's the beauty of, I don't know if you want to talk about that, it's a Gen Z generation that kicked off this whole online world of communication. You know, I come from that communication where we were meeting people at networking groups and someone is introducing you to someone else. And there was a lot of, you know, what we call B2B business. And, you know, it used to be a lot of who you know, but now it could be that someone just pops up on your Facebook with a super cool picture of a dog that you happen to have had as a kid. And you're like, oh my gosh, that Great Dane is amazing, gorgeous. And oh, hey, I just happened to look at your page and holy cow, what do? This is what I do. We should have a call. And it was through something serendipitous like that, that I got to meet Dana. Now, Dana is quite unique in her approach to helping people speak. And you're like, well, clearly maybe Deb, you should take one of her classes because I speak a lot. But I have actually got to see this woman firsthand, because after learning her skills, and I'm not going to share them with you, she is, but after learning her depth of skills in working with people and then applying her personal skills of working with people to her craft, honestly, she blew me away in her ability to help Ocean. And you guys all know Ocean because he does the Gen Z show with us on how to really present and command his voice and to be able to work with it in relationship to his personality. Because let's face it, not all people want to jump onto a show and go, welcome, welcome, welcome. You know, like this is not what everybody does. But as entrepreneurs, we need to be able to facilitate and activate the part in us that's able to put our passion out to the world. And that's exactly how I see she does her work. Someone else might call her a speech coach. Someone else might call her whatever you may call Dana. And we'll see, interesting to see what she calls herself. But I see her as a vehicle for helping people articulate the passion inside that may not necessarily know how to do that in a way that gives them the results that they want. And so I've watched firsthand her be excellent in relationship to helping my son. So Dana, welcome to the show.
Thank you. So great to be here.
Absolutely. Thanks for making the time. I know that you are a busy lady. So maybe highlight for our listeners a little bit about what you do. And honestly, how does someone decide that they want to help people talk?
I'd love to share. So I'm a speaking and storytelling coach. And originally I was a trained stage actor, but I fell in love with teaching very early on into my career. I actually had a pivotal moment on stage in front of 300 people under the hot lights that that really changed the course of my life. I'd been cast as a narrator for the first time. And even though I had tons of experience and training, I was so nervous and I was doing this horrible job with the role because I had no character or scene partner to hide behind. It was just me, like communicating directly to the audience. Essentially, it was my first really big public speaking experience. And my director was so frustrated with me. She's like, she kept saying, Dana, just stop acting, stop moving around. I want you to just go center stage and speak from your heart. And I couldn't do it. Like, it was just a big flop all the way up until opening night. And finally opening night came and I was super nervous, but I had a bunch of skills. I had all of these skills that I'd learned to transform my nerves back into connection, to warm up my voice, to really use my instrument effectively so that I had power and range and variability in my voice, to make emotional connection, to speak with intention. So I prepared, I did all of that warm up, but I was kind of going through the paces. The show opened and it's like, oh, here I go. But I felt super disconnected. And then all of a sudden, I was delivering this story to this sea of faces, story about the lived experience of war. And I look out at my audience, they were like 3/4 of them were of the generation to have lived through war. And I had this really profound pivotal moment. It was like time stood still and a little light went on that we could all see. And I realized, like, this isn't about me. This has nothing to do with me. I am a vehicle. So every time I use my voice, I'm a vehicle. And it's always for my audience. It's always for my listeners. And that just struck me so profoundly. And so, you know, for a couple of reasons. First of all, I wanted to start helping other people to really find and own their voice and to really feel confident stepping into the spotlight in their own lives. Because let's face it, life invites us to do that, right? Like we might be really shy or introverted. It may not be our personality, but then life's like, hey, come on, it's your turn. Because we're all needed, right? Like it's just a truth about life. We need everybody in all of our different roles. And we don't just need people who, you know, feel really confident being in the spotlight to be in the spotlight. We need people who maybe don't feel confident being in the spotlight to step up and be in the spotlight, because you've got expertise, you have your unique perspective, you have your contribution, like what you're offering through your business, through your vocation. So I really fell in love with that idea. And I also was really curious what happened. Like, I was like, that felt like a magic wand. Like, what's that secret? But I realized, you know, years down the road, it wasn't a magic wand. It's that I had all of these skills as an actor. And so that's a real core fundamental aspect of what I do, is I'm teaching people those core skills, not for the purpose of performing, but for the purpose of showing up and being a confident vehicle in your own life for the purpose of your own contribution.
You know, when you talk, thank you so much for that story, because I mean, so many of us have had that pivotal moment, or that moment of clarity, or something changed, or something just changed for us. It still looked the same for other people, but something inside changed, or something external changed, kind of like when you looked into the audience and had that epiphany. Mm-hmm. And somehow, like you said, that magic wand that really wasn't a magic wand kind of took over and you made impact. And I think that's really what I see you do a lot. And I believe when you tap into that with ourselves, and even those people, like people will say to me all the time, oh, Deb, you're not shy, or Deb, you're not nervous, or Deb, you'd go on a stage. Well, I'll tell you, the biggest audience I had to go speak to was 20,000 people. And I thought I was going to, like, you know, give me a bucket before I went on stage. And I was going to being interviewed with 3 other people. And I think that, some people think that no matter who's speaking, that there's no nerves, that there's no self-questioning, that there's, I remember listening to Shakti Gaiwan, and she wrote Living in the Light, which turned into, you know, a bestseller all over the world. And I remember seeing her speak. It was the book that changed my life. And I remember listening to her speak, and she's like, as I wrote that book, I was thinking, who am I? Like, who am I to think that my words on a piece of paper anyone's going to read or should read? Like, who am I? And I think many people go through that stage fright, whether it's walking on a stage or whether it's walking into a presentation or whether it's walking into a cafe to share your gift or your business or to go into a job interview, to share, like even boundaries with people. Like, there is a nervousness, I think, that a lot of people experience that they think is only for them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right. So obviously, people that are listening, they're like, so where did you take it from there? So you had this experience and you realized that you had these skills. And so kind of let us know how did you put all that together? Like, where did it go from there?
Yes, thank you. Yeah, I so resonate with everything you're saying. And from there, I started to teach. I started to teach theater, essentially. And I was teaching theater and storytelling. And I fell in love with something called community engaged art. So I was working with very marginalized communities, at-risk youth, people living with HIV/AIDS, people living on the streets, people living with many and multiple barriers in their lives, and doing these different projects to help them to overcome their nerves and transform those nerves back into connection and learn those skills and to be able to share their stories with their community and speak about issues that were really pertinent to their lives. And I really honed and developed those skills. You know, okay, how is it that we make an emotional connection in a way where we can let that out to be received by our listener rather than getting towed under by it? How is it that we get really intentional about what we want to say? How is it that we, you know, that we have all these skills underneath that we're using? We're not just out there kind of blind in the sea going through. We've got these tools and these skills to work with. And it was so profound because I witnessed incredible transformation. And it just taught me that anybody can learn this skill. We have this perception that public speaking is something you're born with, that it's innate. And some people, you've either got it or you don't. But there I was walking in, people didn't expect me coming in. I'm like, hi, I'm Dana, and I'm going to help you to feel confident being in the spotlight. And I'm in rooms full of people, tons of introverted people, really shy, going up against everything in their lives. And they're looking at me like, who is this crazy person and what is she going to make me do? You know? And so I would always, I would contextualize, I'd say, I want you to really take ownership of your journey. I want you to find the right balance between honoring your comfort zone and taking a risk. That's all you need to do moment by moment, right? And you're going to find your way in. And everybody participated and everybody grew and found this confidence. And what happened is they started to tell me, hey, by the way, what you're doing is public speaking training. What it's helping me with is to overcome my fear of speaking publicly. It's helping me in my job. It's helping me in my schooling. It's helping me just out in my life, feeling confident to communicate. And so I was like, oh, that's what we're doing. We're doing public speaking training. And it developed from there. I started to really take it into adult literacy learning classrooms. And that's where I started to really hone in on those skills and look at it, not just with regards to teaching theater, but teaching public speaking and teaching storytelling.
As you're sharing your story, I get these hashtag moments, you know? So I get these God drops in my life, and then I get these hashtag moments, and I'm like, so we should write these down. And in every interview I do, I'm like, oh, I just got a hashtag. And I should make a collage of t-shirts or something. And I think for you, it's hashtag own your story. Mm-hmm. Hashtag own mm-hmm. your story. I think that's great. I'll write that down. because I don't think we realize how not having the confidence, the competence, the skills, the encouragement to be able to just share effectively. Like, you know, people nail it down to you've got the confidence or you don't have the confidence. And again, I don't think it's about confidence. I think it's a lot of it is about competence, that when you learn a skill, you're able to apply that skill to what it is that you want to do. I mean, Dana, I've had you come in and talk to a whole beautiful sales team that I get to, you know, the blessing to work with, because of that exact thing where a lot of people have this inner, now I'm not going to say inner potential, but it's almost like this inner voice that once they learn some skills are able to allow them to share all these things that are in their head, share all these things that they want to share with people in a way that is impactful and gets the results that they're looking for. That's the other thing too, right? To have that communication. My teacher from India, Dr. Light Miller, and bless her, she's on the other side now. But when she was teaching me about chakras, and she said, the one thing I want to talk about the heart chakra and around communication, which is the third chakra, is that communication is the process of love. Like to be able to communicate, it is at the essence of love, right? To be able to, because when you communicate, then you can be heard. And how many people just don't feel heard? But to be able to ask for what you need or ask for what you want, I think the ability to communicate goes down to just that subtle lesson of how we function in the world, and then capture what you do with people so that they can, those that are called to, can take it out even further. I mean, I watched the evolution of what you did with Ocean, and you know, what prompted me to call you was when me and Ocean were just sitting at Cactus Club, and it was his birthday, and he got this birthday gift of, he had this choice of two places to go to work with his business. And the waiter's like, "Hey, what's going on here?" And I'm like, "Oh, you know, Ocean's got a business." And he's like, "Oh, so what's about, dude?" And Ocean's like, "Yeah, it's cool." You know, I was like, "Oh my word, my 18-year-old doesn't know how to talk about the one thing that he can't stop doing, which is drawing, and you know, he can't say it, right?" So I know I'm going long-winded on you, but so here you have this epiphany and you see these skills. Do you have a story that you can share with someone that you know that you've worked with that's had a shift, or you know, to give people this that idea of what that looks like?
I do. Well, so before I share my story, like I really, when we're talking about those skills that increase that confidence, it's like we're kind of breaking it down into those delivery skills, like feeling really confident to share a message, and the skills of having a really clear message, right? So really feeling confident in what we're going to say. We need that clarity first, and then we can work on connecting and feeling connected within ourselves, with our listener, and with that message, and really delivering it with impact because we're connecting to it. We're really clear on what we're saying. And one of the messages that I'm really passionate about helping people with is their story, is storytelling, because it's such a powerful way to reach people. And, you know, our story, our mind is wired to really receive information in the form of a story. You know, stories evoke more parts of the brain. They evoke all the parts of the brain that would light up when we're having a lived experience of something. So we're engaged when we hear a story, and it helps us to really remember. Plus, your story can be really specific and relatable, and you can make your message exactly about your listeners. But there's different challenges that come up when it comes to storytelling. You know, often we don't see the value in our own story. We don't know the worth in our own story. We can't see the gold, right? Or we're worried about, you know, how do I make sure that I have a story that's really personal yet professional? You know, how do I tell when my story is too private to tell? And the third thing that comes up a lot is just people have so many ideas about stories and they're really overwhelmed. And so this happens a lot with my clients, is that they'll come to me and they've got like a billion ideas and they don't know where to start. And so I was working with this incredible coach, an incredible recovery coach. And she was speaking. She was the keynote for the Vancouver Women Who Inspire conference. And she was organizing the conference. She was keynoting. She was the last speaker up. And she had a lot of really great speaking skills, and then some really significant blocks, you know. And she came and she said, I'm really not feeling confident about the tone of my voice. I'm really not, you know, I always come across as so serious. You know, I really want to look at all of that delivery and how do I bring more variance into it? And I want to tell my story, and I have so many stories to tell. And so she started, you know, she gave me the story she'd written, and it's like page after page after page. And I go, okay, there's good news and there's bad news. Like the bad news first is that you have 11 stories here, right? You've got 11 stories in one. That's so common. Someone will share their story with me, and I'm like, okay, you've got like many, many, many stories going on here. But the good news is you've got 11 stories here. And so we pulled them apart, and we ended up not only coming up with like a clear anchor story for her speech, but three of the strongest stories that wove together and created the whole signature speech, you know? And so she's walking away with not only those stories, but also the backbone for that speech, plus a number of other stories. And we talked about, okay, you can use this one here and use that one there, because there's the way that we really have impact with our stories is to be very strategic, you know, and to tell a certain story at a certain point along the buyer's journey. And, you know, a certain story when we're networking and just making those warm connections, and other stories when, you know, we really want to speak to the results and possibly close a sale. And another story, you know, for our keynote. And then we want to adjust that story so that it's going to really be appropriate for our website, and adjust it again so that we can use the little snippets of it in our social media, put it in our newsletter. You know, there's so many applications, so many ways that we can be using our stories. So so that was really exciting, because she found all that range in her voice and had such an impactful delivery, and got past, you know, her block around being too serious when she spoke. And we found this way to really lighten up and bring this joy into her delivery. And she just knocked it out of the park. I had the privilege to be there in person and witness her speak. And it was pin drop moment. You know, it was just the perfect way to close such a powerful, empowered conference with incredible women.
So I love, there's so many pieces within that story that you just shared, when you know, and the concept, I think that people forget that are using their story or share the story or share the story of their company or share the story of the product or share the story of the service that they're using, selling, doing, or there's lots of people when they go on, you know, when they have to rehearse their notes or whatever, that the story can be used in so many different ways, right? Because your mm-hmm. story is your story, and we have different aspects of ourselves. As someone who compiles books of people's stories, right? It's like people are like, oh, I don't know if I could, you know, put another, should I put the same story in the next volume or whatever? And I'm like, you have so many stories, and even the same story has so many variations, right? It starts here and ends here, or starts here and ends here. I love that. Thank you so for sharing that people can really just pull pieces of their story, which makes it a lot easier. I think a lot of people think, oh, I've got to come up with something more profound, because like you said, they haven't attached worth to their story mm-hmm. or their experience. Mm-hmm. And it's so, you know, it's so impactful. Wow. That's kind of, I just see you as unlocking the keys, you know,
mm-hmm. there's a, that's such an important point, you know, that we think that our story isn't, you know, needs to be high drama, rags to riches, life or death. Yes. And it doesn't, because your story is a bridge. It's a bridge for your listener, for your ideal client, for your ideal customer. It's for them to walk across from where they currently are to where they want to go, you know? And so, you know, they need your story, because you know, your story is going to demonstrate that you're the right person to help them solve their problem. Right. And so that doesn't need to be high drama. If they're not looking for a high drama solution, they're looking for a solution for their specific problem. Right. And I think we worry about that because we want our story to be captivating. We want to tell a good story, and we should. You need to tell a good story. But if you understand story structure, if you understand the skill of crafting a powerful story, then whatever you're telling is going to create that arc that draws us in. You know, there's a conflict is in life everywhere. You know, we come up against problems, but there's like, you know, I tell stories about my washing machine breaking down and how it helped me to realize, you know, watching it just like, you know, clunk and clunk and clunk. I'm like, I'm exhausted too. I'm burnt out. Like I feel like I can't do it anymore, you know? And I can link a story about something as simple as my washing machine breaking down, or all the, I have this happen frequently in my life where all the appliances break down all at once. Like, it's just like, oh, the washing machine and then the vacuum and then the dryer is just like one after another. And, you know, and I can link that to a story about just feeling like I'm spinning in circles and feeling lost, or feeling like, you know, that I'm about to break down in life. Like we can link it to the main purpose of what we want to talk about, but we need to understand how a story works and how to use it to our benefit so that it's going to be a captivating story.
So the universe speaks to you through appliances. That's awesome. That's awesome. Some of us get messages. Some of us get certain texts or times or can't sleep all night and something's happening. But I think you tapped into something that I would like to play a little more on or share a little more on, because when, for me, until I had met you and heard your story, and there was a part of your story outside of what you did for a living that really drew me. And that was the work that you had done. Right. And I connected with you on that level before I had, oh man, I would love for this woman to help Ocean in his business. And oh my gosh. So the more I got to know you, the more I started to understand what it was that you do. Because again, you don't run into speech coaches every day or people that help people. And it was very interesting when you just shared that someone was coming to you because they had a keynote to do mm-hmm. and they wanted to make a different impact, you know, whether they had done keynotes before, whether they had, or, and they just didn't know where to go. You've got people that come to you for that. And then you've got people that are coming to you because they just don't even know where to start. They don't know how to get their message across, or they're bundled with nerves and they want to go to the networking event, right? They want to go, like, I have a big event tonight. There's a big gala. And I invited a friend of mine to come who's in business. And because English is their second language, they're like, I don't know. I'm not ready to talk. I'm like, just come. No one says that you have to be elegant in your conversation. And, but everybody has their own little barrier, right? I just didn't realize until we were talking today, the vast, you know, what do most people, I mean, I know you've just really nailed a most incredible program. So please talk about that, because it probably encompasses a lot of what I'm saying, but what do people come to you for? What are the kind of, and what is your new program that you're delving in right now?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, really it's been a really broad array of people who've come to me mm-hmm. so far. And when I launched my business as a local business, I work with youth with diverse abilities. I work with professionals. I work with, you know, managers and IT. I work with Aboriginal organizations. I work with, you know, companies. I work with entrepreneurs, and I work with coaches and healing practitioners. So that's where it all started. It's just been, and politicians, it's been so broad, and they're coming because for a variety of reasons. They're coming because they are struggling with nerves, and that's holding them back from confident communication in their business or in their profession. And that I love supporting and helping people with, because there's so many things that we just have a certain mind shift about it that we really need to unpack together. And through that unpacking, we can find and really pull out your unique speaking strengths. And that's a real passion of mine, is that we don't all need to show up and be speaking in the same way. But you have your unique speaking strengths to bring to the table. And they're coming because they want to have a more impactful delivery. So they want to be able to speak with power, presence, and purpose. And they're coming to clarify their message. And that includes the storytelling. And so I have, I've developed a new program, a new journey that I take coaches specifically on to help them to discover and share their signature stories in their coaching and in their marketing. So that's something new that I'm just started launching now. So I'm running a pilot program, and it's a small, very small group, high touch point, live program where I help coaches to craft what I'm calling an origin story. So really that story of your business, you know, what sets you apart, what's that journey you've gone on that is going to help to paint a picture for your ideal clients of exactly what it's like to work with you, and help them understand that you are the person to help them solve those problems and inspire them to know that their hopes and dreams are within their grasp. And to be able to craft that origin story, a version for your signature talk, as well as your website. And then I'll also be teaching how to craft and share educational stories. So those are stories you can use directly in your coaching, in your teaching, or in your content, in your educational content, in your marketing. And right. So those are stories that are going to really speak to your core coaching pillars, your key topics, the things that you teach, the things that set you apart as a coach, and those key pieces of value that you're wanting to bring for your clients. And so we'll be doing that together. Really, there's a lot of the discovery process, because it's such a big piece of how do I find that story that's personal yet professional, you know, mm-hmm. and really recognize. And so I really believe that with storytelling, it is personal, and we need a supportive environment to pull those out and to really gain the confidence by gaining the skills, the support, and the strategy to move forward effectively in our business. And that's where we're going to really soar. We're going to show up. We're going to have those stories. We're going to know how to confidently deliver them. We're going to know what they are. And we're going to feel mm-hmm. just at ease to be in authentic connection yeah. as we're speaking about our business, which is what it's all about, is to just be in authentic connection where we are really connected to ourselves, to our message, and most importantly, to our listener. You know, it's for them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Awesome. So let's divert a little bit. And I know we're kind of coming kind of to a close. I want to ask you a couple of things. And so one is, as people are listening right now, and they're like, I really love what she has to say. And do you have some tips that you can give people now? And then I want to ask you a little question. So I'll just tag it on, because you might put it all together. You know, your experience as an entrepreneur, you know, you've had this journey, and maybe I always ask people, like, I don't ask everybody this, but I'm just inspired to ask you, what was one of the most amazing surprises? Like, you decided to become an entrepreneur, and here you go on your own journey, right? You help so many people, you know, scale their journey, culture their journey, create their journey, share their journey. But in your journey, other than when the washing machine starts to talk to you and you can't blow dry your hair that day because the blow dryer doesn't work anymore, what is something that's been a very interesting thing for you, like a surprise? Like, I met somebody that I didn't think I'd ever meet, or this part of myself was discovered. Yeah.
Well, the biggest joy and surprise has been the incredible sea and playground of empowered women that I get to connect with regularly through doing this work. So, you know, for me, I come from the educational sector. So I've been teaching in nonprofits. I've been teaching in colleges and universities for years. And then all of a sudden I launch into this global online world. And I, you know, first of all, I really felt like I belonged, you know. I was like, wow, I'm really excited. There's something, you know, there's a place for me to bring all of this value. And I'm not alone. We're doing this together. You know, it's like every, we're all interconnected in the ways that we're lifting one another up and supporting empowerment and supporting growth on the planet, you know, and supporting awareness of how important creativity is, of how important communication is, of how important compassion and authenticity are, you know. And I'm meeting these women who are in this space of business who are really walking that talk. And, you know, those qualities, compassion, connection, communication, creativity, those are feminine qualities. Those are feminine aspects of ourselves. And I just feel so excited to be at this point in time where we're starting to really shine the light on that and recognize that, you know, those aren't just side little qualities, but those are things that are of financial value for our community. Those are things that are needed. Those are things that are becoming like top priority. And that's what we need to really move forward in a more empowered and balanced way. So that's the biggest surprise for me.
Awesome. And so do you have any tips for people right now? So they're listening to you right now and they're like, oh my gosh, I mean, yes, we're going to give them information on how to get in touch with you. But if you bumped into someone on the street and they're like, oh my gosh, you know, I need some help in this area, what would be some things that you could share with our listeners and our viewers to kind of start doing now?
Well, your confidence is going to come through your practice. But what we really need to remember and respect in ourselves and just accept is that when it comes to public speaking, we are dealing with these incredibly strong and real sensations in the body. You know, we're dealing with an activated nervous system. We're dealing with adrenaline. And so it's real and it's really uncomfortable, and it's going to come up even thinking about public speaking. So it's an area that we run into incredible procrastination around. So my tip is to ease the entrance and really just accept that you're not alone. It happens for everybody, right? It's like, oh my goodness, these, you know, it's really real. We get this kind of escalation process where we have this really uncomfortable sensation, and that leads to really out of proportion thinking. You know, all of a sudden we're no longer just thinking, oh, you know, I hope I do a good job. It's like, this is it. My whole career depends on this. I have to be perfect. You know, like, this is my only chance. I'm going to sound stupid, you know, like all of these things that aren't actually accurate, and that, you know, that intensifies our experience. And so to get past that, start in a really gentle way. So start by practicing when you go for a walk in nature, go talk to a tree, talk to your dog, just start practicing speaking out loud, because you really need to do that. And we need to embody it so that your body starts to get comfortable with it and learn it like a skill. You're building muscle memory in that way. And then, you know, then graduate to, you know, practicing with someone you really know well and trust, you know, a good friend, and then get practicing on video. You know, you don't need to overcome that hurdle right away. And when you practice on video, really watch, when you watch yourself back, it's so common for us to really not like the way we sound and look, and we look and sound different to ourselves on video. So it's just really, it's jarring for our mind. When you watch yourself back, really focus on just one thing that you like, one thing that you can get behind and go, oh, okay, I'm going to try to bring more of that in my body language, in the quality of voice, in what I actually said. And then practice again and try to bring more of that in and look for one other thing. So you're really going in these incremental steps. That's going to help you a lot, and give yourself a reward, right? It's like, okay, I'm going to do a little bit of public speaking practice. I'm going to do some video practice, get on camera, and then I'm going to, you know, I'm going to go and watch my favorite show, or I'm going to go and have a treat or something, like something to help to build in that motivation, because it is a hurdle to get past. And we just have to practice to get more familiar and comfortable with it.
Awesome. Well, thank you. Those are great tips. And it reminds me of, I was speaking with a guest, Diana Wentworth, and she's an incredible woman. And you know, Louise Hay wouldn't have put her book out without her, and Chicken Soup of the Soul probably wouldn't be here either. And we were talking, and she was talking about, we were just talking about manifesting and creating. And I was asking her, so what do you do? You know, what do you do? And she says, I talk out loud. So she was talking about manifesting and talking to the universe. And she's like, I ask out loud. Mm-hmm. And I heard it like I heard it 1,000 times. There is something that is, even for me, as much as I can speak, is very difficult, particularly now singing, no problem. I can sing, and I've had my children tell me to stop singing many times. I don't sing outside the house. I sing in the house. I, you know, me, we think we're pretty good. Can do a really mean Amazing Grace with a Loretta Lynn twang. But when I am doing things, I've noticed it's very difficult for me to go out of my head where I'm like, okay, so I've got to say this, and I'm going to say this, and I've got to do this, to actually practicing out loud. Mm-hmm. It's very interesting. It's a whole different level of, I don't know, jumping off the cliff or something for me. I don't know what that is. And I think a lot of people, they're like, yeah, even if I'm praying, you know, like there's people that pray, and like I go to church and there's people praying, they're like, they're praying out loud. And I'm like, I don't have the ability to do that. There's something about, yeah. So interesting that you'd say, talk to your dog, talk to your tree. It's a good one for me.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
Yeah. 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 All right. So I have a special question that I want to ask you, but before I ask the special question, I'd like for you to tell people on if there's anything else that you'd like to share, and how can they reach you?
Oh, wonderful. Well, you can reach me online through my socials, and that's Dana Neeland Coaching. And you can find me on LinkedIn. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook. And you can find me at link.dananeeland.com or dananeeland.com. I've got a couple of websites out there for you to take a look at what I offer. And yeah, it's just been such a joy to be here. I just really appreciate it.
Absolutely. And you know what? I know that your name is spelled a little differently. So I'm going to tell people, because a lot of people are viewing, but they're also listening. So Dayna is D-A-Y-N-A and Kneeland is K-N-E-E-L-A-N-D. So Dayna, some people would say Kneeland, but that's kind of how it's spelled. So that's like just so you have the right.
Daytime and then Kneeland, like the land of knees.
There you go.
That's the way that people don't forget it when I say it that way.
That's awesome. So I have a question for you, completely off topic.
Great.
And I'll know if you've ever watched a podcast show, because you'll know that it's coming, but you might know that it's coming. If, well, let's say you're going to go on a beautiful holiday and you're going to go on a holiday for one, you're going to go to a desert island and you are taking one album with you. One album. It is the album that you could not imagine not listening to for the rest of your life. So you're on your way to your desert island. No appliances working. You're taking an album. There's a record player there for you. What album are you taking?
Can it be a playlist or does it need to be an album?
No, it needs to be an album. You know what? We've been having that lately. Oh, it's my playlist for this. No, it needs to be an album because you're taking it. It's a vinyl. You're packing it. What's it going to be?
Oh my goodness. I listen to all playlists right now, but to be really honest with you, I would want to take some contemporary classical music with me. That's what I love to listen to every day.
Mm-hmm. So who's the band? Who's the singer?
I'm like, I have to look it up on my Spotify list. Who am I listening to most right now?
Who could you not imagine not listening to?
Okay. Well, let me pick somebody else. You know, I'm going to say I would like to take Joni Mitchell because she is an incredible storyteller and I could just listen to her sing her stories again and again and again.
All right. So is there a particular song that she does?
I love the song River. I wish I had a river I could sail away on, skate away on.
Skate away on. Okay. Joni Mitchell reminds me of that movie Love Actually when she shares with her husband, she says, Joni Mitchell taught your English woman how to feel, you know, your English wife how to feel. And he says back to her, he says, I should thank her. I should thank her. And thank you so much for coming on. What a gemstone and a plethora of information. And it is an important part of people's lives and success to be able to own, for whatever reason, even just from self-confidence, even if they don't have a business, just the self-esteem that comes from owning your own story and finding value in that for yourself and being able to communicate at a dinner table. It's brilliant. So thank you so much for what you do. I know you do so much more. We'll have to have you back to the show because you're very generous in your offerings and the impact you've already made for many people that have had many challenges. So thank you for coming on the show. I know we'll see you again. And for those of you that are listening and viewing, thank you so much for being, again, the best audience ever. If you see yourself here, if you would like to come and share, if you've got something that the world needs to know, if you want to tell me what your favorite album is, please feel free through my social. You can, you know, debdrummond.com or find me on Facebook and tell me what your favorite album is, because there's a reason. There's a reason we want to know. But we'd love to have you on the show and have that conversation and share with the world what it is that you do. So everybody have an amazing day. Blessings. And we will see you again next week.